Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com.
the Palantir.
Breaking.
walls of deceitful type proportions. A guest goes next door to his neighbor, secretly excited, as aforementioned was a hunter who radio enthusiast wanted friendship and favor on. We'll be right back.
perfect marriage to life apart in destination.
This is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. And let me tell you what you've been listening to today. Started off the set with Robert Fripp and some of his Frippertronics from the album Let the Power Fall. That was the track 1988 that came out in 1981 back on the EG label. There's a lot of good... Actually, he only has a few albums of that kind of stuff. There's maybe three that I can think of, and they're all worth checking out. Let's see, what else? Then went into the Beach Boys off of their semi-obscure but very interesting album called... actually, that was off of... There's a double album of Smiley Smile, which was the aborted... The recovery album, the bastard stepchild album that was going to be Smile, and it was called Smiley Smile. Well, this is paired with that album, on at least on the CD release I have, and it's called Wild Honey, and it's really kind of a cool record. And that's a song called Let the Wind Blow. It has some really interesting chord changes on it. That came out on the Beach Boys' unlabeled Brother, and was distributed by Capitol, and that came out back in 1967. After that, Sparks, LA's own Sparks, with their track Whippings and Apologies off of their A Woofer in Tweeters Clothing album that came out on Bearsville back in 1972. And then Patti Smith, the legendary Patti Smith of the New York scene, back in 1975 off of her debut album Horses, and that was the track Break It Up, featuring Television's Tom Verlaine on lead guitar there. Good track. And then Marquis Smith's The Fall, with the track New Face in Hell off of their Grotesque album, Grotesque After the Gram, that came out on the infamous, the sublime Rough Trade label back in 1980, way back in 1980. After that, Green on Red from the Paisley Underground scene. That was their track Narcolepsy that came out on the Gravity Kills album they put out on LA's label Slash, Slash Records, and that came out in 1983. After that, Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen. That was his very fine solo album effort called Candleland, and that's a track called The White Hotel featuring The Cure's Boris Williams on drums. That came out on Sire in 1989. And you're now listening to John McIntyre of Tortoise and Sea and Cake fame. This is a track called Set Up for Bed that came out on the Reach the Rock soundtrack back in 1999. Well, keep listening, and I'll be talking to you soon.
You'd like to see. Getting away inside my getaway car. burned a strange offering of loving tides or seasoned hands. Can't decide which one's warm. Let the dogs back in. Could be done.
Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. And I'll tell you what you've been listening to in the second half here. Came out of the break, that was John McIntyre's instrumental track called Set Up for Bed from the Reach the Rock soundtrack. That was a split 7-inch that came out on Hefty in 1999, John McIntyre as well as Ian Cake. After that, played a track by the band Brighter from the Sarah scene. I think that was the first Sarah record I owned. That was Brighter's track called Maybe off of their Laurel 10-inch that Sarah put out back in 1991. After that, Adorable, that came out of the fade of the shoegaze scene and the emerging Britpop scene. That was a band that was on Creation Records, the stalwart of that scene. And that was the track I'll Be Your Saint off of their full-length album, their debut full-length album called Against Perfection. That came out on Creation in 1993. After that, Satisfact, a band from, if I remember right, they're from the Pacific Northwest, and they came out on, this initial debut album came out on Up Records, which was also from that area. And this is a really cool band that kind of combined elements of Gang of Four and Joy Division and whatnot, and a sound that's been mined time and time again. But anyway, I like their take on it, and that was their track Escapism for the Future that came off their debut album called The Unwanted Sounds of Satisfact, and that was on Up Records back in 1996. After that, a band called Aspera Ad Astra that has had many name changes and sound changes over the years, but this was their kind of roller skate skinny sounding phase, their early experimental rock phase, and this is a track called Good Beat Down that was on a split LP between Aspera Ad Astra and the Lilies, and that came out on Tiger Style back in 2000. After that, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with their debut EP, self-titled, that came out on Touch and Go back in 2002, and that was a track called Bang. After that, another band out of the Sarah scene, this was Secret Shine, actually off of an album that came out just last year, 2008, on Claire Records, and that was a track called No off of the album All of the Stars. And once again, you're listening to Robert Fripp right now. This is another interesting track by him off of the album Under Heavy Manners that came out on EG in 1980, and this is a song called The Zero of the Signified. So I hope you've been enjoying what you've been listening to. Keep listening to dublab.com and the Heavenly Music Corporation. If you want to find out more about any of the bands I've been playing for, you can go to the to my page on the Dublab site, or jump on over to the MySpace page. How much longer, I wonder, will MySpace be around? But anyway, that's where you can find out more about it, or just email me. And enjoy the rest of your day, your night, whatever this is for you. Take care.